Today's shiur is daf Be'ez Hashem on daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis with the Mishnah Dam Tamimim B'dam Balei Mumin. Now the sugya over here is basically a hamshach of our previous sugya. Therefore, let us quickly reiterate before we begin the next Mishnah. In our previous Mishnah, we learned that if you have dam, kashra, valid dam that is about to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. However, the problem is it got mixed up. It got mixed up with dam chulin, with the regular ordinary dam that obviously does not belong on the mizbeach. Over here we learned in our yesterday's Mishnah that there is absolutely no problem, as long as the proportions are right, meaning that there is not enough dam chulin over here in the mixture to be mevatel the dam kosher, then take the entire mixture and sprinkle it on the mizbeach. The fact that you are also sprinkling dam chulin on the mizbeach does not concern us. As long as the dam kosher doesn't become bottle, it's all right. Then we had a shaila of where dam kosher, kosher dam of a carbon that is about to be sprinkled on the mizbeach gets mixed up with either the dam of psulim, meaning the dam of pasla karbonis, or it gets mixed up with the dam hatamsis. The dam that is supposed to be sprinkled on the mizbeach is the dam hanefesh, the dam that squirts out of the animal immediately after shechita, the dam that comes out with a kayach. The dam that follows afterwards is called dam hatamsis. That dam is not kosher for the mizbeach. Now in both of these cases, the Tanakhama said, don't even look at the proportions. Even if is not enough dam hatamsis or dam pasul to be mevatel the dam kosher, the Tanakhama still said, take the entire mixture and throw it out. Pour it into the special canal that carried all of these liquids out of the Beis Hamikdash to Nachal Kidron. Why? Well, now yesterday, Shir, the Tanakhama is concerned. For Eina Chanami, technically speaking, even if dam kosher gets mixed up with dam atamsis or dam pasul, if there is enough dam kosher over here in the mixture that it doesn't become bottle, you can sprinkle the entire mixture on the mizbeach. But how do we know there's enough? We're getting into very complicated cheshbainis over here. We can't judge by appearance. We're dealing with two mixtures. We're dealing with two things that are both the same color, and we learned all kinds of formulas yesterday how this works, how it would become bottle. Now, because the Tanakhama is concerned for error, meaning that in essence there may be enough dam tamsis or dam pasul over here in the mixture to be mevatel the dam kosher, and the person may not calculate the proportions accurately, and therefore he will assume that it is still kosher, that the dam kosher did not become bottle, and he will continue to be zayrik on the mizbeach. Therefore the Tanakhama said, spill it out. Why was he not concerned in regard to dam chulin? Over here we said you can't figure things out. So the Gemara explained that dam chulin just didn't really exist in the Beis Hamikdash. Why should the beast just stam dam over there from an animal that's not a carbon? So being that it's not shchiach b'chlau, that the dam of a kosher, the carbon, should get mixed up with dam chulin, over here the Tanakhama was not guys. But in regard to dam psulim, there are always pasla karbonis around, and every time you shech the carbon, there's always dam atamsis. These mixtures are common, and therefore over here the Tanakhama was concerned, and he said yishafach liyam. Now the Mishnah, we had the words of Eliezer Machshir. The Mishnah does not tell us what Rabbi Eliezer is machshir. So we have two shitas in the Gemara. Rabbi Zvid says that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that there are no gzeiros in the Beis Hamikdash. Gzeiros, those are for common people that make errors. Kehanim, Zeriz, Nein, they don't make mistakes. And therefore it doesn't make a difference if the dam gets mixed up with dam sulim, or if the dam gets mixed up with dam atamsis. It may be common if it gets mixed up. We are not concerned for errors. Let him figure it out. If there is enough dam over here to say that the dam kosher does not become bottle, there was not enough dam pasul or dam hatamsis to be mevatel it, then you can sprinkle the entire mixture on the mizbeach. If Papa, however, had a different version of the words of Eliezer Machshir, if Papa says that the Eliezer is also made, that we do make zeres in the Beis Hamikdash. The only thing that Eliezer is Machshir is not the dam kosher that gets mixed up with the dam pasul, but the dam hanefesh that gets mixed up with the dam hatamsis. Now, here Rabbi Eliezer says, whenever you shecht an animal, there was always more dam hanefesh than dam hatamsis. So the chances are that the proportions are right anyhow. Memel over here, Rabbi Eliezer said, there is no reason to be concerned that maybe there will be more dam hatamsis than dam hanefesh, but the person may not calculate accurately. Here Rabbi Eliezer was machshir, but according to the Papa, in regard to the case of the dam getting mixed up with dam psulim, even Rabbi Eliezer would be moided that the thing to do is yishafach li'ama, it should be poured out. Now let us see the Mishnah. Again, we are on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Yom. Zak the Mishnah. Dam Tamimim B'dam Balei Mumin. the blood of korbanos that are tamim, unblemished, got mixed up with animals that are blemished animals that are bali mumin. Now, unlike the case with dam chulin or with dam atamsis, over here it is common to have animals that are bali mumin in the Beis HaMikdash. There is no reason to assume that the proportions would be in favor of the kosher dam. The chances are just as well that there are more dam bali mumin in the mixture than there is dam tamimin. And therefore, over here, we say yishafach li'am, it has to be poured out. Although, technically, if you had enough dam tmimim over here, you could sprinkle it on the mizbeach, and the fact that there is dam bali mumim over here should not concern us. We are guided that perhaps there may just not be enough dam kosher. Somebody may not calculate accurately. And therefore, we say, just in case, whenever you have this kind of a mixture of dam tmimim together with dam bali mumim, yishafach li'am, pour it out. Now, it is in the second case of the Mishnah that we have the machlokes. Kais bekaisais, if you have cups that got mixed up. If we have a single kais of dam bali mumin that got mixed up with several cups of kosher dam, and we don't know which is which, Rabbi Eliezer says, lechatchila, you can't do anything about it. However, in karev kaisachet, if one of the kaises from this mixture was already taken up onto the mizbeach, somebody went and sprinkled it on the mizbeach, then yikiv will call it kaisis. Then we can assume the kais that left already, that was the balmon, and the rest are the kosher adam. Now, we learned previously several svaras why Rabbi Eliezer says this. One sheet that we had previously from a braisa was that Rabbi Eliezer says there is a gzeres akasif. The only time there is an iser to be makriv, the dam of the balmon, is when it's vade balmon. But whenever you have a suffix, the title is not makriv. The only thing is, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that although midiraisa, whenever you have a suffix, whenever there is any teruvus of bali mumin, you can sprinkle the blood, the rabbanu were machmer, they said no. Therefore, over here he says, enchanami, if we just have a suffix, if we have a mixture of cups, then with the rabbanan you can't be makriv any of them. However, if accidentally or if bidiyavit, somebody took one of them and he sprinkled it, in that case you can be told that was the one, that was the balmon, and the middle of the rest of the dam is kosher. That is the Eliezer shita. The Chachamim, whoever the Chachamim say, they disagree. They say, never mind if only one of the cups over here went up on the Mizbeach, but even if all of them were sprinkled on the Mizbeach, but one was left, Yishafach Liyam. We have to assume that perhaps the one that was left is the Dam Balmon, and if we have to pour it out into the canal. And previously we learned today there was a Machlokes over here on the Rishonim, if the Chachamim say, Midiyurais, it's Taka Aser. Or according to the opinion of the Tarsus Yishanim and Yuma, even the Chachamim say that Midiraisa Taruvas Balmam is Mutter, and this is also strictly Midraban. Akopanim, Zakta Mishnah Zayt. We have seen already several times in this Masechta that the Mizbeach is an extremely complex Mitzvah, and there are many different parts to the Mizbeach that reflect different concepts of Kapara. Therefore, certain Karbanas have to go on top, Lamaila Michuta Sikra, the blood of other Karbanas have to go underneath the Chuta Sikra. Basically speaking, Chatas is the only carbon behema that goes l'mayla mechuta sikra. The others go l'mata mechuta sikra. Now, what happens if hanisonin l'mata, the blood that is supposed to go underneath the chuta sikra, shenisarvu, it got mixed up hanisonin l'mayla, with blood that is supposed to be placed above the chuta sikra? Rabbi Eliezer says, yitin l'mayla, take the entire mixture, the dam of the chatas with the dam of the other carbonates, and put it all above the chuta sikra. Aye, we know for a fact over here there is dam that belongs on bottom, there is dam that belongs underneath the chuta sikra. So Rabbi Eliezer says, v'roya niyasatachtoinim, although they are mumaylon, but it's no problem, because ki'ilu emayim, it's as though it would be water. In other words, what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is foul. Einachanam, you are not permitted to outright take dam that belongs above and sprinkle it underneath, and you are not permitted to outright take dam that belongs underneath and sprinkle it above. But that is with Bedavka, if your intent is to actually take dam that you know belongs underneath and sprinkle it above. If, however, your intention over here is dam, to sprinkle the dam hachatas, and you know there is dam hachatas someplace over here in this mixture, if your intention is to sprinkle that above, the fact that there are other damim that go along with it, I view that as water. In other words, you don't mean to be mak of that pateris carbon above the chuta sikra, and therefore there's no problem. So take the mixture, take some of it, sprinkle it above. Therefore, we know there's dam chatas over here, and you were yoitza the mitzvah of putting the dam chatas above the chuta sikra. And after you do that, the yachsa the yitim lamata, then take the rest of the mixture and sprinkle it underneath the chuta sikra. Now, you are always makriv the carbon chatas before the carbon oil. Therefore, we first sprinkle above, then underneath. Now, there's another reason we first sprinkle above, then underneath. In regard to what we do above, we have the problem with what about the blood that belongs underneath the chutah sikra. So the Torah says, Rai naisekilu hein mayim. We're assuming that it's just water. As long as you don't put it up with the intent of akrava, you can sprinkle that dam also. What about the dam that belongs on top, that you're now sprinkling underneath? This is not a problem at all, because in regard to the karban chatas, there is a din of shrichas shirayim. You're supposed to take the leftover blood and sprinkle that underneath. So after you sprinkle what belongs on top, and now you're sprinkling blood underneath, so the dam that belongs underneath, that you're doing b'tayra zrika, and the dam achatas in this mixture, that you're doing b'tayra shrichas shirayim. Now the chachamim disagree. The chachamim say, with this type of a mixture of dam that belongs above the chutah sikra and dam that belongs underneath the chutah sikra, there is only one thing to do, and that is yishafach liyama, pour it out into the canal. The problem, according to the Chachamim, is you have an eitz with the dam that is supposed to be on top that goes underneath. You can say that's shrichas shirayim, as explained previously. But under no circumstances do you have a solution with the problem of how do you put dam that belongs underneath the chutah sikra on top of the chutah sikra. The Chachamim don't say you can just view it as though it's water. The fact is you can't do it. You can't take dam that belongs underneath and put it on top. Now, what a chanami. According to the Chachamim, if you would take this mixture and sprinkle it on top, you would be yoytze of the sprinkling of the karban chatas, because the dam chatas doesn't become bottle. But you cannot go lechatchila and do something wrong with the dam that belongs underneath just to be mekayim the mitzvah of sprinkling the dam of the chatas. And therefore they say you can't do anything, rather, yishafach liyama, pour it out. However, hayoytze, as we just explained, the reason you can't put it on top is because you cannot lechatchila take the blood that belongs underneath and put it in the wrong place. If someone did not ask, if the kohen didn't come to ask a shiloh what to do, but he just took the mixture and sprinkled it on top, the nasa, kosher it's kosher. Because saif kol saif, if you took the entire mixture with the dam chatas in this mixture and sprinkled it on top, you were yaitzah the zrik of the chatas. Zak the Mishnah Vaitis, we go now to the top of that peyam et alef. Hanisanin b'matana achas shenis arvu b'nisanin b'matana achas. We have here the dam of a carbon which requires one single application of a mizbeach that got mixed up with another carbon that also requires only one single application of a mizbeach. For instance, the dam b'char that gets mixed up with dam of a carbon ma'isa. So here there's no problem, because although there's a mix-up over here, there's a mixture of the dam b'char and the dam ma'isa, both damim go to the same place. Therefore, yinasnu b'matana achas, and all is well. Now, we're still going to see b'ez Hashem in the Gemara machlokes, if or if not we say yesh bila. In other words, there are two ways of looking at a mixture when it gets mixed up. Let us say, for instance, I have 3 ounces of water and 3 ounces of wine, and it gets mixed up. If I take out a drop, or I take out 10,000 drops from the now combined 6 ounces, will every drop be a half of water and a half of wine, or will some be water and some be wine? If we say yesh bila, that means when you have a mixture, every single drop would be both. Therefore, we are assuming now that the reason there is no problem if you have the dam of two karbanas getting mixed up is because the fact is I have to be zayrik the dam of the p'char and the dam of the ma'aser. I have a mixture over here of both damim, so I take any one drop and I'm zayrik it. I'm sure in any one drop I have both dam p'char and dam ma'aser. That's why I'm yoytze both. Now, if we would say ein bila, meaning that when you have two liquids getting mixed up, lav dafka with every drop that you take out, you have a little bit of both. So you couldn't just make one zrik over here. Because maybe I just have the dam of the p'char, or I just have the dam of the ma'aser, and the other carbon will go without a zrika. Now even if you would take two sprinklings, you still aren't sure. Maybe both times you just took from the dam of one carbon, not the other. So we're assuming if the Mishnah makes it so simple, just do one ordinary zrika, the Mishnah goes with the sheet of yesh bila. The Mela, we have to understand, as Rashi, that if I would have a cup of dam char that got mixed up with a cup of dam ice, I don't know which cup is which, I don't know which blood is which, here I would have to be zarek from both cups, because obviously you can't say yesh bila. The two bloods physically never touch each other. But Akupanim, once again, that's what we're assuming now, that we say yesh bila, therefore if two bloods get mixed up, as long as they both belong in the same place, there's no problem. Make one zarekah. We say that b'matana achas, and for that matter, continues the Mishnah, matanaba b'matanaba. If you have two korbanos that are both shtei matanos shehein arba, for instance, dam oila that got mixed up with dam shlamim, or with the dam osha, so again, there is absolutely no problem. Both are shtei matanos shehein arba, both require the same kind of application, both belong lamata michot hasikra, so just make one zrikin, I'm sure I'm yotze everything. Those are the simple cases. The case that is not so simple is where you have matan arba, a carbon, the dam of a carbon that should be shtei matanos shehein arba, like the dam oila shlam or dam osham, the matana achas that got mixed up with a carbon that requires only one application, like the pchara maisa. Now this is not as bad as a mixture between a chatas and an oila, where you have dam that is supposed to go on top of the chutas sikra, together with dam that is bedafk underneath the chutas sikra. Now let's understand, it's for that reason that Rashi explains when we say over here matana arba, we don't mean actually four applications of dam. Because the only carbon that really has four physical applications of dam is the carbon chatas. And that's lamayla michot hasikra. So we already saw what happens when you have a lamayla michot hasikra that gets mixed up with a lamata michot hasikra. That was at the end of Amud Beis. Rather, we're talking about matan arba, karbanos that are shtei matanos shehein arba. Karbanos that belong underneath the chot hasikra, not the karban chatas, but karbanos like the oil of the shlamim or the yasha. That gets mixed up with dam of b'chara maisa. So everything belongs underneath. The problem is how many applications. Do I apply the shtei matanos shehein arba, which means in regard to the pchar we will have extra, or do I apply the matanach, which means in regard to the dam oil or dam shlamim, I will have less? Now what's the problem with making too many applications or too little applications? There are two problems. The problem with making too much is bal taisif. The problem with making too few is bal tigla. So what do I do now? Which way do I go? Do I go with the more applications and run into bal taisif problems? Or do I go with the fewer applications with the one application and run into bal tigra problems? Rabbi Eliezer says, Yenosnu b'matan arba, du shtei matanos shehein arba, and don't be concerned with bal taisif. Because Rabbi Eliezer applies his previous svara. Bal taisif would only be if you are mechavan over here to take something that you know should have one application and you want to do several applications. But if your kavana is to do several applications for the karbanos that require several applications, either dam of the matana achas is coming along for these several applications, that is not baltaisif. I view that as though it's water and has no shaykhus to the mitzvah, because your kavana is not to do a mitzvah with the dam char. Rabbi Yeshua Oymet, whoever Rabbi Yeshua says, you're not supposed to be matana achas. Rabbi Yeshua says like this, we have to be concerned with baltaisif. He does not agree with Rabbi Eliezer's svaras that as long as you don't intend it for the mitzvah, it's ki'ilu hein mai. Therefore, you have to be concerned with bal taisif. You can't take the dam of b'char, which should only have one application, and give it several applications. What's with the other damim that require several applications? That's not a serious problem, because the halacha is that in regard to all damim b'di'evad, you are yoytzeh b'matan achas with one application. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, let's stay safe. Let's keep away from bal taisif. We won't add a single application. And being that you're yoytzeh all the karbanos anyhow, this is the best route to go. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, this isn't called staying safe. The same way there is an iser not to add to any of the mitzvahs, there is an iser not to take off, not to diminish any of the mitzvahs. The Melech will not allow a matana achas. Rabbi Yeshua, but you are allowing extra matana, so what are you accomplishing? If you're telling me throw it all out, I understand. But we're dealing here with what is the cliche of the short tablecloth. It's either bal tigra or bal taisif. So mihecha taisif, one is better than the other one. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer said, I'll tell you why it's better. Because in this case, to do more applications of dam would not constitute bal taisif. For lo nemer bal taisif, elkeshehu biatzmai. Bal taisif is if you take tzitzis, and you put on a fifth tzitzis. If you take dam that you know clearly only has one application of dam and you apply it four times, that's bal taisif. But if you have a safek and you're doing extra, then the extra is considered water, that's not bal taisif. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said, if that's the case, then you have no kasha in the either. Your concern with my one application is bal tigra, we're diminishing from the necessary amount, l'nemer bal tigra l'keshehu biatzmai. That's the dafka if somebody outright goes and does less than you're supposed to. But if we're doing it to tire safek, there's no problem. The yoidam and the Yeshua, let us even say for argument's sake, that even if somebody adds or diminishes from a mitzvah the Torah suffix, he is over bal taisif. So your taina to me is, if you're going to be Iver Bal Taisiv or Bal Tigra, anyhow, we may as well do it right with the Shtema Tana Shein Arba, and we'll be Iver Bal Taisiv. Therefore, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, no. Rather do one application. And even though we're Iver Bal Tigra, it's better to be Iver Bal Tigra than Bal Taisiv. Because Kishin Asata, if you're going to do the Shtema Tana Shein Arba and make the regular amount of applications of Vartal Bal Taisiv and the Yasisa Maisa Biadecha, you're Iver Bal Taisiv, and not just Iver by default. You're doing a Maisa Iser. If we choose, however, just to put the one application on the Mizbeach and not the other one, so Enechanami, Avata Bal Tigra, but at least Vilayasisa Maisa Biadecha. And Rashi explains, Ein Adoyim, a Maisa Aveir that is outright done physically, or a Maisa Aveir that comes by default for not doing enough. Now the Sosemis explains this as follows. Now the Yeshua Shita is, in regard to Bal Taisiv, where you're doing a Maisa Aveir. Here you cannot say, hey, Yosef, I'm only doing it the Torah Safik, because maybe I have Dam Shlom over here that are Shtei Matana Shein Arba. It's not Bal Taisiv. You're doing a Maisa Aveda. The fact is you have over here Dam of Abchar, or Dam of Maiser, which requires only one application. And you're doing physically two applications. You're doing Shtei Matana Shein Arba. Your Kazana does not help us avert the Bal Taisiv problem. Masha'en came when it comes to Bal Tigra, and the problem is not doing enough. Over here, it does help to say that I'm not doing enough B'Torah Safik. Because the fact is, when it comes to Bal Tigra, you're not doing a Maisa Aveir. Elamai, we have a Taina to you. Do you have a good excuse for not doing enough? Here we say, if a person blatantly diminishes a mitzvah, he's either Bal Tigra. But if he's not doing enough because of the Safik, this is not Bal Tigra. Because here we're dealing with something abstract. Here we're dealing with an Aveir that is chal theoretically by default for not doing enough. So there has to be a reason for the Aveir to be chal. And if there isn't a good enough reason, because the reason I didn't add any more is B'Torah Safik, the Aveir is not chal b'chlal. So the Sosemis is mechadesh, a very big chiddush here, and that is according to Rabbi Yeshua. In regard to Bal Taisiv, even if somebody does it B'Torah Safik, there still is a problem of Bal Taisiv. But in regard to Bal Tigra, if someone doesn't do anything B'Torah Safik, here there is no shail. Now the big sugya of being over Bal Taisiv for doing something B'Torah Safik appears in the Masechta Sukkah, and that is the Taisiv on that Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, who says the reason Chazal were Mesakein B'Davka Sukkah for Shmini Yetzeres and not Lulav is because Lulav would vadei be Bal Taisiv. No one would have any valid reason besides for the mitzvah to take the Yidalad Minim. Mashenk in a Sukkah, some people stop going to a Sukkah to rest up or to sit out in the fresh air, so it's not Nirek Bal Taisiv. Needless to say, there was a lot more to say about this Sugya, but we have to move on. Sukkah Gemara Amud Abalav. And the Rabbi is referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer said, if you have a kais of dam bal mum that got mixed up with many kaisas, many cups of kosher blood, if the kain bidiavet took one and he was makavit, you can be told that the one he took was the bal mum and the rest the kosher. Amar Rabbi Lazar, lehichsh Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. When is the Rabbi Eliezer makshir to be makav the rest of the kaisas? If you bring the rest two at a time. And the spot over here is, as we had previously, I know there was only one kais of dam bal mum that got mixed up here. One of the kais had already left to bidiyav and went on to the mizbeach. So everything over here is a safek. If I take two at a time, I know for a fact, by taking two, that one is surely good. The other is only a safek, therefore it's mutter. Aval echad echad, but to take now one at a time and be makavit loy not, because you don't have this vadoyas that I'm surely being oisig in a nicer heter. Being that I'm only taking it one at a time, it's possible this is the kais that is full of dam bal mum. Therefore, loy, even Rabbi Eliezer would not be mash. Masav Rav Dimi, v'chachamim ma'imim, we learned in the Mishnah that the chachamim say, afilu karvu kula, even if b'diavet, somebody went and he was makiv all of the kaises over here. Chutz me'achad mihen, with the exception of one of them, only one kais is left, you have to assume this one kais is the bal mum, is the dam of the bal mum, and therefore you shavach liyama, pour it out. So this is what the Chachamim are saying. It's Mashma Rabbi Eliezer says, when you have one single kais left, and all of them were already taken, it's kosher. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it's only kosher when you have at least two left, so you're sure you're being Isaac and a Maisa Hatta. Lidav Yaakov, Lidav Yemiya, Batachlifa, Azbedalach, Batachlifa explains this to you. Mayachad, what do the Chachamim mean, even if you would take all of them, and only one is left, is it kosher? The Chachamim don't mean Mamish, a single one. Rather, they mean zug echad, if you have at least one pair left. Although the Chachamim still say it's possible, Rabbi Eliezer says it's kosher, but en hachanami, if tack only one single kais would be left, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, would not be kosher, because the only angle to be matarit is when you are bringing them two at a time, so I'm sure that one is vavei mut. Now, l'maisa, this very same machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham appears twice, once in regard to a varim, to limbs of tmimim that got mixed up with bali movement, where Rabbi Eliezer says if one accidentally left already, you can be toila, that the rest are all right, and the Chachamim say no. Now, if we had that machloikis over there, why does the Mishnah have to repeat the same machloikis in regard to cups of dam? Naturally, the same halacha would apply. So, the amount of a tzricha, it's not so natural, it's a chiddush. The iyitma biha, if you would just have the machloikis in regard to the limbs that got mixed up, I would say, biha kama Rabbi Eliezer over here, in regard to the limbs, Rabbi Eliezer says, if one accidentally left, you can be told that was the balmum and the rest of the tamina. Why? Because we're not dealing with such a serious thing over here, mishim di yisavet de kapirasai. The thrust of the kapar is the zrik of the dam. And if that was behechsher, if they were sure we had the right dam, so maybe we're not so makbet about the rest of the process. Avo biha, but over here, where you have the actual kaises of the dam that got mixed up, perhaps over here Rabbi Eliezer would be moidu to the Rabbanan, that even if one of the kais is left already, you can't be told that was the balma. On the other hand, if we would just have the machloikas over here in regard to the cups of dam that got mixed up, I would say biha kama Rabbanan. Here the Rabbanan amachmir. I will biha, but in regard to the Avrim, where the kapara was done already anyhow, moidu to Rabbi Eliezer, perhaps over there they would be moidu to Rabbi Eliezer, that if one left already, you can be told that was the balma. Therefore, tzricha, I need the machloikis in both places. Zakti Yomar Tanan Hasa. Sluchi Yashinafli Latoicha Mayim Kolshu. Somebody has a barrel full of water, but not ordinary water, a very special and precious kind of water, the Mechatas, the water that is used to spray on Tamei Mason. Now, in order for the person to become tar, I have to be sure that we have complete Mechatas over here, water that was mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma. Now, if there may be some other water over here, and I am spraying from this barrel, how do I know that I got some mechatas on the tamid of the person? Maybe I sprayed him with the regular water. So Rabbi Eliezer in the Yaza Shtei Hazois. Rabbi Eliezer says, just to make sure that you're getting from the mechatas on the tamid of the person, don't spray once, but spray twice. That is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Chachamim Paislet. The Chachamim say there is no Eitzah. Once a drop of ordinary water gets mixed into the mechatas, you can no longer use this entire barrel of mechatas. Now the Chachamim Shita is an easy Shita to understand, as the Gemara explains. Bishloi me Rabbanan, granted according to the Rabbanan, it can be explained. Sabi, their opinion is yesh bilin, and we pointed this out previously in the Mishnah. Rashi explained it over there. The Chachamim Shita is, when you have two liquids mixing together, then every single drop that you pull out of this barrel, of this mixture, is going to contain within it both. The Nela. Once you have water getting mixed into this barrel, every drop that you have will have a mashahu of regular water. And the hazah tzricha shir. What the Gemara is saying now is, that may not necessarily be a chasarin, if you have a drop of regular water in every single drop that comes out. As long as you get the mechatas on him, as long as there's mechatas here as well. The problem is, there has to be a certain amount of mechatas on the tamadika person in order for him to become tahar. There's a shear. So by spraying now from this barrel where I know some of this is regular water, I'm missing that shear. Now this still wouldn't be a serious problem, because if I'm missing the shear with one spray, because some of this is ordinary water, so spray twice. The problem with that is the ein mitzdarfin lehazois. The chacham are of the opinion that whatever the shear of mechatas is, for the tamadik a person to become tar, you have to get that in one spraying. And there are three factors over here that combine for the Chachamim this. Number one, they say yesh bila, meaning every time you have two liquids mixing, every ounce, every drop contains both. So we know whatever we're going to pull out of this barrel is going to be both ordinary water and mechatas. Factor number two is, you have to have a shear of mechatas. There's a certain amount, a masha was not enough. So because a mashu is not enough, and because I know for a fact I'm missing some of it, for I say yesh bila, and every drop I pull out contains also regular water, so one sprinkling is definitely not enough. Elamai, you can say sprinkle several times, spray in several times, although each time I know I have both the water and the mechatas, but at least by doing it several times I know I get in the shear. Whatever the shear is of mechatas, accumulatively I'll have the shear. That's not an etza either. Because whatever the shear is, you have to get it in one spraying. And being that in every one spring I can't be sure what the proportion is, I don't know how much water there is and how much mechatz there is, it is impossible that this barrel should be kosher to spray on a Talmidic person. Now the problem is understanding what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Eliezer says one spraying would not be enough in this type of a barrel, but two sprayings would be enough. Now here we're not sure. Now remember, let's bear in mind, we have to determine the three factors now according to Rabbi Eliezer. Elena Zakta Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, who says spray twice and that's enough, Mike Sava. Let's go to factor number one. Yesh Bila or Ein Bila? Do I say with every mixture of liquids, each drop contains both? Or maybe you can pull out a drop and we say Ein Bila, it's one or the other. Zakta Gemara, Ika Sava, Ein Bila, if he says it's possible that you can pull out a drop and it's one or the other, so Ki Maza Shtei Hazois, my Havi. Why is it surely effective if I spray twice? Dilma Tavayu Mayakamazi, maybe in both instances there was water. If Lav Davka, every drop contains everything, so maybe the drops that he pulled out were only the water, not the mechatas. So why is Rabbi Eliezer so sure if you spray twice it's enough? Elikasava, so this is Pasha. As far as factor number one is concerned, Rabbi Eliezer, who says two sprayings is Vade adequate, is Vade of the opinion Yesh Bila. And Yesh Bila means, once again, when two liquids get mixed up, every drop contains both. So now, we still don't understand why Rabbi Eliezer says twice. Ikasava, is he of the opinion Einazot Sichashir? Is Rabbi Eliezer of the opinion that you don't have to have a certain shear of Mechatas? As long as you're sure you get a Mashahu of Mechatas on the Tameh Yistar, so Lamali Shtei Azois. Even one spraying should be enough. Why twice? If all you need is a Mashahu of Shtei Chatas, if there is no shear, and we know Yesh Bila, meaning every drop you pull out contains both, so with every drop you spray on him, I know I at least got a Mashahu of Mechatas on him. So why should Rabbi Eliezer say you need two Azois? Elikasava Azot Tzvichashir. So as far as factor number two is concerned, we know Vade Rabbi Eliezer says one spraying is not enough, because you have to have a shear of Mechatas. You have to have a certain amount. The problem is the number two still of Mevapshat. Why should two Azois Vada be good? What do we do with the third factor? The Ikasar. Is Rabbi Eliezer of the opinion of the Chachamim say, Ein Mitzdarfen L'Azois, that not only do you need a shear, a certain amount of Mechatas, but you need it in one spraying? You can't be Mitzarif half the shear in one spraying and half the shear in the other spraying, if that's his opinion? Ki Mazash Tei Azois Mayhavi. What do we accomplish by spraying twice? You have to get the complete shear in a single spraying. The fact that you are doing it again means absolutely nothing. On the other hand, the inami mitzdarfen lazois, let us say that Eliezer is of the opinion that indeed you have to have a certain amount of mechatas. But lav davka in one spraying, even if you spray several times, and accumulatively you have that shear, that's also good. But that still doesn't explain that Eliezer sheet of twice. Because mi yeme de moli le shiyuda, who says twice is enough? Fine. So you can accumulate with multiple sprayings the shear, the necessary shear of the mechatas. But if you're only spraying twice, maybe the first time it happened, the most of it was ordinary water. And it just very well may be that the second time it was also mostly water. If Eliezer would tell me you have to spray 100 times, take the whole barrel and pour it on him, so I'm sure accumulatively you have the shear. And if you're holding the stars and lazois, it doesn't necessarily have to be in one shot. So mimela, it's all right. But Rabbi Eliezer says twice is surely enough. Twice. In fact, the Gemara Nachamol Miyem or the Molilei Shiyuda. Who is to say you have the shear, being that we have no idea what the proportions are? Who is to say that in both instances it wasn't mostly water? So what is Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer's number of two? Amar Shlakish, I will tell you Pshat. This is the formula according to Rabbi Eliezer. Li'olam Yesh Bila. And Enochanan. When you have two liquids mixing together, every mashu contains both. Therefore, every drop of this barrel contains both ordinary water and mechatas. Why then isn't one spraying enough? Why does Rabbi Eliezer require two? Because indeed, v'yazot tzvichashir, a mashu of mechatas is not enough. There's a certain shear of mechatas. The only thing is, you don't have to get in that shear bedafka during one spraying, which is what the Chachamim say. You can spray several times, and if accumulatively you have the shear, that's fine. The problem is, how do you know it's fine with two sprayings? So the Shlagish explains, the problem, as explained previously up until this point, is that we don't know what the proportions are. So you can't assume by spraying twice it wasn't mostly water. The Shlagish is machadish now that who says we don't know what the proportions are? We do know what the proportions are. There was no more than one single hazah of regular water that got mixed in. In other words, let us say, just as a marshal, the amount that comes out with one sprinkling is a pint. We have over here vadai, a pint of mechatas, and a pint of regular water. It's achas b'achas, and the main thing, says Rashi, is not that there is one pint of mechatas. The point is that we know how much water there is. There is only one shir hazah of regular water. Memela, if I know whatever water comes out in a single sprinkling, that is the amount of pasul water that is in this, in two sprinklings I can figure out how much mechatas I have here. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, being that there is only one shir hazah of pasul water, and I'm spraying twice, I can be sure that accumulatively I vada have the shir. It's impossible to say that in both sprayings it was mostly water, because there was only one spray full of water in this to start with. Rabbi says, I will tell you a different formula. In Rabbi Eliezer's requirement of two sprayings, Li'olam Yeshbil, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that whenever you have two liquids getting mixed, every drop you pull out of this will contain both. So every time I spray from this, I'm sure there's at least a mashahu of mechatas, because Yeshbil, there's always both. And the truth is, V'yazah in tzichasir, a mashal of mechatas is adequate. So why then does Rabbi Eliezer say you have to spray twice? One spraying should be more than enough. Zakhtarava, you're right, one spraying is enough. But the knasa, the concept of banan, it's a penalty. Why am I penalizing him? Ki hechad olay nishtarishlay. He should not benefit from the fact that he allowed water to fall into this mechatas. So let's bear in mind that a para aduma was a very difficult thing to come by. Mechatas was an extremely precious item. Now, if there was an eitz over here to fill it up with water, and by saying yesh bila, being that you don't need a shir of mechatas, and I'm sure there's a mashahu of mechatas in every drop that you take out, it turns out there's a simple solution to double the amount of mechatas anyone has. This is what the Chacham didn't want. Therefore, they said, you're not accomplishing anything, because if a drop of water falls in here, you'll have to spray twice as much. But in a Chanani, technically speaking, one hazah would be enough. That is the Rava's teretz. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi says, I will tell you that this is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, ein bila. When two liquids mix together, lav dafka, every time you pull out an ounce over here, a drop, does it contain both? Now that's the case. How can Rabbi Eliezer say that two sprayings should be adequate? Maybe it was water both times. Now the girs over here, says Rashi, is not yazash deazois. Rather, the girs over here should be kol shehutna. Different words altogether. And what Ravashi is saying is, you're right. If a lot of water fell in, being that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion ein bila, twice would definitely not be enough, because maybe it was water both times, and there wasn't even a mashahu of mechatas, because Ravashi wants to say that the atzam, there is no shir of mechatas. If you are sure there's a mashahu of mechatas, he's kosher. But you can't be sure there's a mashahu of mechatas if you say ein bila. If you say ein bila, that means it's possible there was all water. On the other hand, if it's possible that it's all water, why should twice be enough? Being that we learned over here that it's a kol shehu, it's only a tiny drop of water that fell into this big barrel of mechatas. So how could it be that if you spray twice, there was only water both times? It's mathematically impossible. Rashi explains this is bi'ikr what Ravashi is trying to say. Ravashi differs from Rosh Lakish and Rava because Ravashi is of the opinion that a mashu of mechatas is enough. So he disagrees with Rish Lakish that the reason that Eliezer says you have to have twice is because we know what the proportions are, and if you have twice, we'll have the shear of mechatas. He doesn't want to answer that because he says there is no shear for mechatas, and mashu is enough. And on the other hand, Ravashi does not want to accept what the Rava says, that the only reason that Eliezer demands twice is b'tayr as knas, but once is enough. He says you have to have twice. So if a mashu is enough, how could Eliezer say you have to have twice? The teretz is ein bila. That b'yatzem, when you have a mixture, it's possible when you pull anything out of here, it may be just water, and there shouldn't be a mashahu of mechatas. Why then should twice be enough? Maybe it was just water in both instances. Being the l'chatchila only a kol shehu of mayim fell in to start with, even if during the first spraying it was all water, vade, the second time, there had to be at least a mashahu of mechatas. And the mele, Rabbi Eliezer says, spray twice. So Akulpanim, let's remember as follows. Rish Lakish was the only one who said that Rabbi Eliezer requires a shear of mechatas. Rava said that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't require a shear. He just demands twice as a knas. Ravashi says that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't require a shear. He demands twice because of Ein Dila. It's possible there wasn't even a Mashahu the first time. But the Reish Lakish is the only one who says the reason that the Eliezer requires two sprayings is because you need a shear, and if we spray twice, we will vaday accumulatively have the shear. On this, we learn that Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe, the Tanna, Rabbeinu Yekadosh, explains the Eliezer sheet. Did Rebbe Eliezer, who says the water doesn't become possible, vaday says Rebbe, that Rebbe Eliezer's opinion is, Hazor kol shehu mitaheres, a mashahu of mechatas is adequate, because Hazor ein tzricha shir, you don't need a shir of mechatas, even a tiny drop is enough. In addition, even this tiny drop doesn't have to be clear mechatas. But v'yazor mechza kasher, mechza pasul is also kasher. If you're spraying a mixture which is half unfit for mechatas, it's still good. But Rabbanim, what do we see here clearly? That the Tanner of Rabbeinu Yekadosh says, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, that hazor ein tzricha shir, even a mashahu of mechatas is adequate. Now that's fine according to Rava, who says, l'maisa, the reason Rabbi Eliezer requires twice is because of a knaf. It's fine according to the Rashi, who says the reason Rabbi Eliezer requires two hazars is because, being that he holds Ein Bila, it's possible there wasn't even a mashahu the first time. But according to the Reish Lakish, who says the reason Rabbi Eliezer requires two hazars is to get the shear, here you see Rabbi says Rabbi Eliezer doesn't require a shear. Even a mashahu of mechatas is perfectly adequate. So that's a kash on Reish Lakish. We turn out to Amid Veis. Now the Gemara has a kash on the Ravashi. Let us first remind ourselves, however, that the Ravashi was the sole shita that the Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion Ein Bila. Reish Lakish said that the Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is Yesh Bila. Whenever you have a mixture, every drop contains both. So we add some taka, one spraying should be enough, because I'm sure I have at least a mashahu of mechatas. But the Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have a shiur, and a mashahu is not enough. That's why you need two. Rava said, as well, the Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is Yesh Bila. And Enochanami, with the first spraying it's enough, because you at least have a mashahu of mechatas. The reason you need a second spraying is Beteres Knas. Ravashi was the one who said Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is Ein Bila, and it's possible the first time you spray, you don't even have a mashahu of mechatas. Maybe it's just water. And that's why you need a second time to make sure you have at least a mashahu of mechatas. Frek de Gemara, Ravashi, how can you possibly say that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is Ein Bila? When you have a mixture of two liquids, lav dafka, do we say every drop contains both? For Tanya, we learned in a braisa. The Sheet of Megadesis takes out the word behedya. We learned, Tani son, in Lamayil, if you have the dam that is supposed to go above the chuta sikr, like the dam of the Karban Chatas, Shenisav, which has got mixed up in his son, Lamata, with the Karbanis, whose damim belongs underneath the chuta sikr, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yitain Lamayil, put it on top, because the mitzvah is always to be makiv the chatos before the oil. So take the entire mixture, sprinkle it on top. We know for sure somewhere over here there is dama the chatos. And we go now with the gears and the sheet and the kabbasis, the roya and yatach toinim, lemaila, kilo emayim. If I put the whole mixture on top, I have here blood from different kabbanas that don't belong on top. Being that I'm just putting it there because I can't separate the mixture, it's considered water. Afterwards, I take whatever is left over and I spray it underneath the chuta sikra. V'yatach tainim alulai. So I'm yoitza both. By spraying the mixture over the chuta sikra, I'm yoitza the dam chatas, which is supposed to go above the chuta sikra. Then by spraying what is left underneath, I'm yoitza the dam oila, which is supposed to go underneath. Now, as explained in the Mishnah here, we don't have to say that I view the dam chatas underneath as though it's water, because the shirayim, the leftover dam chatas, is supposed to go underneath. Now, Kopanim, all of this works fine if we say Yesh Bila. If I'm sure in every mixture, every drop contains both, so when I spray from the mixture above the Chota Sikra, I'm sure there is some Dam Chatas here. And when I spray from the mixture underneath the Chota Sikra, I am sure there is some Dam Oil here. However, the Amrit Ein Bila. If you are going to say that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is where you have a mixture, Lav Dafka, does every drop contain a little bit of both? Am I Ololoi? Why was the yoitz over here by spraying the mixture both above and underneath the chuta sikra? Maybe the dam chatos that is supposed to go above the chuta sikra, that was all in the blood that he sprayed underneath. The atachtoinim and the dam oil that is supposed to go underneath the chuta sikra lamaila, that was all in the dam that he physically sprayed above. So akopanim, what is the Gemara trying to say? The Gemara is trying to say that the Rav is the right teretz. The Shlokish wanted to say the reason that Eliezer requires two sprayings is to make sure we have a shear. We proved that Eliezer does not require a shear of mechatas. Rashi tried to say, the reason Rabbi Eliezer requires two sprayings is because he says, Ein Bila. And when you pull out one drop, not necessarily do you have over there even a mashu of Mechatis. Here we see clearly Yesh Bila. If not, you couldn't be Yaitza both. You couldn't be sure that there was some Dam Techtainim underneath and some Dam Olyonim above. So the only remaining teretz is Rabbi's teretz, who says that Enochanami, Rabbi Eliezer says Yesh Bila, and Rabbi Eliezer says you don't need a shear. The only reason you need to spray twice is also Knas. And for the Gemara now, Le'olam, I will tell you that the Eliezer is of the opinion, as Rav Ashi says he is, that Ein Bila, when you pull out one drop out of a mixture, not necessarily does it contain both. How then could Rav Eliezer say that if you have a mixture of Dam Olyonim and Dam Techtainim, spray it on top and underneath, and you can be sure the Dam wound up in the right place? If Ein Bila, maybe all the Dam Techtainim wound up on top of the Chutah Sikra, and all the Dam Olyonim went underneath. And for the Gemara, proportionately, things work out. In this mixture, most of it was Olyonim. For instance, let us say, LaMashal, we have 15 ounces altogether in the mixture. 10 ounces are Dam Olyonim, and 5 ounces are Dam Techtainim. Most of it is Olyonim. The Kiyoyev L'mayel, he goes and he puts on top of the Chutah Sikra, Shir Techtainim, the amount of the Techtainim, the Oid. So he puts 6 ounces on top. The 5 ounces, which are the amount of Techtainim, plus. This guarantees us that some of the Dam Olyonim is above. Because if worse comes to worse, being that we're saying Ein Bila, and we're assuming that all of the Dam Techtainim wound up on top, there still is only a sum total of 5 ounces of Dam Techtainim. So if he put 5 ounces plus on top, we're sure at least that plus was Dam Olyonim. Now we'll soon see why we have to say there were Rub Olyonim, most of it was Olyonim. L'chayra, why can't we just say it was half and half, 5 ounces of each? And he put 6 ounces on top, so you're sure at least 1 ounce is L'yayna. The reason we can't say that is because of the Gemara's next kasha. The Gemara asks, fine, if you're telling me that he put 6 ounces on top, so one of the ounces on top had to be L'yayna. But that doesn't tell us for sure that any of the Dam Techtainim wound up underneath. Maybe out of these 6 ounces that he put on top, 5, all 5 were Dam Techtainim, and there were no Dam Techtainim left for underneath. And a Techtainim Alu, like Tani, in the Mishnah we learned, not only is the Yoitz of the Dam Chatos that is supposed to go above the Chutah Sikra, but by spraying the mixture at both places, he is also Yoitz of the Dam Oila, which is supposed to go underneath the Chutah Sikra. And your proportions don't guarantee that any of the Dam Techtainim wound up underneath. And for the Gemara, when we say over here Techtainim Alu, like, we don't mean that he is Yoitz of the Dam Oila, the blood that is supposed to go underneath. Rather, L'shem Shirayim, we just mean that he is Yoitza, the Shiraim of the Chatas. Now this is where we have to say there was a Roiv Elyoinim. The Dam Chatas in essence belongs on top, but the leftover Dam Chatas is supposed to go underneath. Now if we had over here 5 and 5, 5 ounces of Elyoinim, 5 ounces of Techtainim, and he went and he put 6 ounces on top, now that guarantees that at least 1 ounce is Elyoinim. That would not guarantee, however, that any of the Elyoinim are left to go underneath, because it's possible out of the 6 that he put on top, 5 of them were Elyonim, and there was nothing left to go underneath. And we want some of the Elyonim to go underneath, because the mitzvah is that the Shirayim, the leftover blood of the Chatos, should go to the aside. Therefore, we're saying the proportions are, as mentioned, the Roiv of it is Elyonim. For instance, 10 ounces are Elyonim, and there are only 5 Techtainim. So by putting 6 on top, we guarantee two things. We guarantee, number one, that there is at least an ounce of Elyonim on top, because there's only a sum total of 5 ounces of Techtainim, so by putting 6 on top, 1 has to be Olyonim. And out of the remaining 9 ounces of the 15 that he's going to put on bottom, there must be some Olyonim there as well, because there is a sum total here of 10 ounces of Olyonim. He only put 6 on top, so out of the rest of the mixture, there has to be at least 4 ounces of Olyonim left. Therefore, with these proportions, we are sure of two things. We are sure that there is Dam Olyonim on top, again, because there is only a sum total of 5 Techtainim, so if you put 6, there has to be at least 1 on top. And we're also sure that some Dam Olyonim are remaining to go on bottom. So now he is Yoitza both. When we say both, we mean he is Yoitza side the Dam Olyonim for on top, and side the Dam Olyonim for on bottom. But Enoch and Ani, we cannot guarantee that any of the Dam Techtainim wound up on bottom. The only way to be sure of that is to say Yesh Bila. And if we're going to learn like Rav Ashi does, that if Eliezer says Ein Bila, we simply cannot guarantee that. And we're saying now that the Mishnah is not guaranteeing it. Now the Gemara will soon explain this teretz once again. But first, Tashma, let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. Nasan l'mata v'loy nimlach. Let's remember what we learned in the Mishnah again. But you have a mixture of dam olyonim and dam tachtoinim. Rabbi Eliezer says, put it on top, then put it on bottom. Because you're supposed to do the top first. And when you're putting it on top, some of the dam tachtoinim, maybe they're going on top. That doesn't bother Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is l'shitasi ro'inoi sekilu mai. The Chachamim say, we will not allow this. You cannot put any dam tachtoinim on top. We don't say ro'inoi sekilu mai. And we won't let you put it on bottom either. Because you always have to put the dam olyonim on top before you put the dam tachtoinim on bottom. And you have no right to be mishana that seder just because you have a mixture. So according to the Chacham, you have to pour the whole thing out. According to the Eliezer, you should put it on top first. Now what happens? Continues the Mishnah. Nosel amat of olyonim lach. Kain didn't ask any shilas. And he went and took a mixture of dam olyonim and dam tachtoinim and he sprayed it underneath. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, you should have put it on top first, but if you sprayed what's underneath without asking at this point, go and put the rest of the mixture on top. And don't worry about the fact that you sprayed the tachtoinim first. You were yotze that also. Now if you say, ain't bila, how can you promise us that? How can you say tachtoinim yatsu? Maybe all the tachtoinim was sprayed when he sprayed the second time on top. So you see, Vahdai, the Eliezer's of the opinion, whenever you spray any part of the mixture, you have both, because yesh bila. So the Gemara, no. Rabbi Eliezer says, ain bila. And hachanani? The same proportions that we had before. The rub olyonim, let's use the same marshal again. We have 15 ounces, some total, 10 ounces are olyonim. Only 5 ounces of the original mixture we know were tachtoinim. Now we have the mixture of 15 ounces. He goes, v'zikayoyev l'mayla shira tachtoinim b'yoyim. He goes and he puts 6 ounces on top. 5 ounces, which is the complete amount of tachtoinim, plus something extra. So we're sure that at least the something extra has to be olyonim. Some of the olyonim must have wound up on top, because he put 6 on top, and there was only a sum total of 5 tachtoinim to start with. And that is the reason that Eliezer says he was vada yotze the olyonim on top. And in addition to being yotze the olyonim on top, we're also sure, as explained previously, out of the remaining 9 ounces, some of that had to be olyonim that he's going to put on bottom. Hayyos, there are only 5 ounces of tachtoinim. Even if all the 5 remain for the bottom, some of that is going to be olyonim. So he's yotze side the damchatas above and side the shirayim of the damchatas underneath. Frek the Gemara, that's all fine and well. But the one thing you can't guarantee us, unless you say yesh bila, is that some of the tachtoinim remain for underneath, because it's still possible, even with these proportions, when he put the 6 ounces on top, 5 of those were tachtoinim, and there are no tachtoinim remaining for the spraying of tachtoinim. And the tachtoinim olu like tani, in the Mishnah we learned that he is yoitz of the dam tachtoinim underneath. And unless you say yesh bila, that simply is not possible. You can't guarantee both. The proportions could guarantee that either the dam olyonim are on top, or with different proportions, we can guarantee dam olyonim underneath, but you can't guarantee both. And for the Gemara, l'shem shirayim, and achanam, we're not guaranteeing both. We're just guaranteeing on the basis of these proportions that there are dam olyonim on top and underneath. And when we say he is yoitza tachtoinim, we don't mean he's yoitza dam tachtoinim. Because in Echanami, we can't guarantee that there are any dam tachtoinim underneath. He's yoitz of the shirayim of the dam chatas. He's yoitz of the part of the olyonim that is supposed to go underneath. Tashma. As explained previously, the chacham are of the opinion, whenever you have a mixture of dam olyonim and dam tachtoinim, there is one thing to do. Into the canal that goes out of the base of Mikdash. We don't want you to put this on top because you can't put dam tachtoinim on top. Now what happens if nosna l'mayla v'loy nimlach? Somebody didn't ask any shilas. Now, had he asked Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer would have told him to put it on top. But he didn't ask the Chachamim, who say, throw it out. And therefore, he went and he put it on top. At this point, Eilu Veilu Moedim, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham would be Moedim Sheyachse V'yitin L'mata, because nothing can go wrong now. The Chachamim just don't want you to put any of the mixture above, because they don't want any Tachtoinim above. They don't agree with Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can just say, Roinai Sekilu Humay. And because you have to put the Yoyinim there first, and you can't put this mixture on top first, maybe there is some tachtoinim here. Therefore, the Chachamim say, throw it out. But over here, the damage was done already anyhow. He sprayed it on top. So whatever tachtoinim wound up on top is there. Now it's only a shaila of what to do with the rest. Here, Eilu Veilu Moedim, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham will be Moedim, Sheyachse V'yitin L'mata. No damage could possibly be done. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this is the way he suggested it to start with. Spray it first on top, then on bottom. According to the Chachamim, they said we would have rather he didn't spray the mixture on top, but now that he did, there's no problem in spraying the rest on bottom, because of the Manashach. If it's dam tachtonim, it belongs in bottom. Even if some dam al yoinim will wind up on bottom over here, once you already sprayed some of the dam al yoinim on top, the leftover dam al yoinim is supposed to go underneath the chota sekra. That's the halacha, the shirayim of the chatas go underneath. So over here, both would be maida. If he b'diavad spread it on top, he should spray the rest of the mixture underneath the chota sekra. And the Mishnah concludes, these are the key words, the elu aluloi. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim both would agree that by doing this, after spraying it on top and then on bottom, he is yaitza both the dam chatas that was supposed to go on top and the dam oil that was supposed to go on bottom. Now, as explained previously, it is impossible to say that unless you are of the opinion yesh bila, so you're sure that every drop had in it both dam al yoinim and dam tachtoinim. Because the proportions that we worked out only guarantees us that the dam al yoinim wound up both on top and underneath. It does not guarantee us that the dam tachtoinim wound up underneath. And if it says over here, elu ve'elu aluloi, including the dam tachtoinim, the dam oil that is supposed to go underneath, this proves that the Eliezer is of the opinion that yesh bila. Sakta Gemara, no. Hachinami berubel yoinim, the same proportions as before. And again, let's use the same marshal. 15 total ounces, 10 of them were yoinim. 5 were tachtoinim. The kayav lemail, and he puts on top shir tachtoinim the yoid. He puts 6 ounces on top. So even if all 5 tachtoinim wound up on top, we still are guaranteed of a single ounce of oyoinim on top. And in addition, we are guaranteed that out of the remaining 9 ounces, some of that had to be oyoinim that went underneath. Because there is only 5 total ounces here of tachtoinim. So if we have 9 remaining, some has to be oyoinim. And when it says over here in the Mishnah that you are yoitza both, it means you are yoitza side the dam chatos that is supposed to go on top, and the shirayim of the dam chatos, which goes on bottom. But it does not guarantee that any of the dam tachtonim went underneath. The only way to guarantee that is to say yesh bila. Frek the Gemara, but the elu, only like Tani. How can you say this is just referring to the shirayim? Elu ve'elu means both components of the mixture. Your yoitz asai dam al yoinim asai dam tachtoinim. And unless you say yesh bila, you are not yoitz of the tachtoinim. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Elu ve'elu only like means he's yoitz of both. But who says this? Meek Tani, that we learn in the Mishnah, Elu Velu Moidim, that both the Eliezer and the Chacham are Moidim, that Elu Velu Aliloi, that he is Yoitz, Asai, the Elyonim, Asai, the Tachtoinim. The Eliezer and the Chacham are both Moidim to one thing. That once he spread it on top, he should go ahead and spray it on the bottom. The Eliezer says he should do so, because at least he's sure that the Shirayim will go on bottom the way it's supposed to. But the elu aliloi implying that he is yoitz asai the dam chatas and asai dam oila seifa asan l'rabbanan, that is only according to the rabbanan, the amr you say yesh bila. Therefore, you can be sure that some of it has to be both on top and on bottom. But as far as the Eliezer is concerned, he is not the one that says these words elu ve'elu aluloi, because the way the Vashi says that the Eliezer is of the opinion ain bila, and the male, the only thing we can guarantee with the above proportions is that the dam al yoinim wound up on bottom and on top.